Former Massachusetts Republican Governor Bill Weld, who's now the Libertarian candidate for vice president, is going on the attack. His goal is not to win more votes for his new party, but rather to defeat Donald Trump. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks explains.
It was a bit of a mixed message from the cerebral former governor. Clear on the one hand, but not so clear on the other. The part that was clear was Weld's absolute condemnation of Donald Trump. Weld says over the course of a long campaign of insults and controversy, Trump has demonstrated that he would be unable to handle the pressures of the presidency without becoming, quote, unhinged.
Most families would not allow their children to remain at the dinner table if they behaved as Mr. Trump does. He has not exhibited the self-control, the discipline, or the emotional depth necessary to function credibly as a president of the United States.
But according to Weld, far worse than a misbehaving child at the dinner table, Trump is unstable and dangerous, pushing a campaign that stirs up envy, resentment, and group hatred.
This is the worst of American politics. I fear for our cohesion as a nation and for our place in the world if this man, who is unwilling to say he will abide by the result of our national election, becomes our president.
Speaking at a hotel on Beacon Hill yesterday, Weld said he's directing his message principally to Republicans who believe their president should exhibit standards of decency and discipline. Weld says Trump demonstrates neither and is dangerously close to winning.
I'm one of those who thinks that there's a hidden Trump vote out there of maybe 3%, maybe more, of people who don't want to tell pollsters that they're voting for Donald Trump. So I'm not at all relaxed about the outcome of this election.
But here's where Weld's message is less clear. He did not explicitly encourage Republicans to vote Libertarian, nor did he endorse Hillary Clinton, though when pressed by reporters, he said again that she is qualified to be president. The former Republican says he remains committed to the Libertarians, but acknowledges the ticket has struggled to gain traction and that he's interested in helping the GOP rebuild after the election, with or without a President Trump. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.